18th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, Gospel for today, verse 13. The tax collector standing far off would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Whenever I read this very familiar parable of the Pharisee and the publican, my thoughts often turn back to a brief article written by C.S. Lewis way back in 1948. The title of the article is "God God, not in the sense of the place where ships are tied up, but God as the place where an accused person stands trial. God in the dock. God in the place where an accused person stands." This is what C.S. Lewis had said. The ancient man approached God or the gods as the accused person approaches his judge. But the modern man, the roles are reversed. He is the judge. God is in the God. Modern man is quite a kindly judge. God should have a reasonable defense for being the God who permits war, poverty, and disease. He's ready to listen to the trial. May even end in God's acquittal. But the important thing is that man is now on the judge's bench, and God is in the dock. For thousands of years, human beings approached God or the gods as an accused person approaches his judge. But for modern man, the roles are reversed. And with that reversal goes the loss of any real sense of sin as grievous offense against the tender mercy of our Maker. I think that one very telling symptom of this loss of a sense of sin is the language we now commonly use. Perhaps you've noticed how it's becoming increasingly rare to speak of good and evil, of virtue and vice. Instead, we tend to speak of behavior as being appropriate. Take another example. When did you last hear someone described as being a God-fearing person? Yes, our speech betrays us. The loss of a sense of sin. And with that, the holy of offending our Maker who wants only good things for us, his waiting children. The irony of the situation is that while on the one hand there is this diminishing sense of sin, on the other hand there is an ever-increasing mountain of evidence of destruction daily brought by sin. not only eternal death, but death here and now, the death of love, of joy, of charity, and of truth. In the pages of Holy Scripture, we're told that in the very beginning of the human story, our first parents wanted to be like God. They wanted to be like God. What that means is that they wanted to be themselves the judge of what's good and evil, right and wrong. In the Old Testament, heard it how their son Cain, prompted by that ugly sin of envy, rose up and killed his brother, and then on top of that, refused to take any responsibility for what he'd done and said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" So to come to the point, the prayer of the God be merciful to me, a sinner. It's a prayer that much of the modern world can scarcely understand. So what are we to do? We must turn our eyes to the cross of Jesus. In the words of one of our Lenten hymns, "You who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here in you is made to be right, here is guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice of life, see who bears the all the weather. Is the word the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God." In the cross of Jesus, we see sin in all its ugliness. For when perfect love came into this world, perfectly ordinary human beings like you and me would have none of them, but instead loved and condemned and nailed to the cross. Here we see the ugliness of sin. But here we see even more the wonder of love beyond understanding in Jesus. Poured out of love, which is the author of the letter speaking to us, the blood that speaks more graciously than that of Abel. Abel's love for vengeance pleaded to the stars, but the blood of Jesus for our pardon. All it needed to be done has been done, and done perfectly once for all. And all that you and I, or any poor sinner, can do is to receive this gracious word of pardon, of forgiveness. The receiving of that forgiveness adds nothing to that most wonderful gift of love. Receiving it simply makes it mine. The problem with the Pharisee in today's gospel was that he was so full of himself that he would not, could not be given to, because only empty beggar and receive this priceless prayer of full pardon and perfect peace. So yes, we are indeed the accused. We are in the dock. God is on the judgment stand. But in the person of His own dear Son, the eternal Judge has Himself paid for all our wrongdoing, wrong speaking, wrong thinking. And so we are free from every accusation declared not guilty. And so come what may, we can go joyfully on our way in the calm certainty of the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, and the life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Lord.
Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible